CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now, we should sit down and have breakfast with me.
I will, dear. I dropped the pancake turner behind the stove, and there seems to be something else behind here, too.
You going downtown today?
Yes, naturally, since you promised Betsy a new dress and hat for Easter. I'm taking her shopping after school. I don't know how, with everything else I've got to do. Got a street lighting committee this morning at Jones' house, and a general membership meeting of the Woman's Club at 1:30. What is behind this stove?
Hey, for Pete's sake, don't try to move the stove yourself.
Never mind. I got it. You shouldn't try
to move heavy things like that.
Neither should you with your back. I wasn't moving it. Anyhow, I realize it's fishing behind it. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Heaven's sake what?
It's the note from Mrs. Tenney. She must have put it up on this little shelf and dropped down behind the stove. No wonder we couldn't find it.
That reminds me. I got to call the insurance man again. I haven't been able to reach him.
Dear Mrs. Piper, my sister was suddenly taken sick, so I can't finish the cleaning today. And I'm rushing off. I know that you just went out for the weekend without hiding your silverware like you always do, so I put it in the attic along with your jewelry box. In case you...
Boy, I tell you, when she came to clean on Tuesday and told us that, I thought of all the commotion we'd had for a week, you know, thinking we'd been robbed.
She said she left us a note, dear. Here it is. P.S., she says, you're out of furniture polish and floor wax. Well, I didn't know that. I better put them on my list.
Well, come on and eat some breakfast, will you? By the way, Betsy asked me last night if she could have a few of her friends over Sunday morning for an Easter egg hunt. I said, sure.
Well, thank you for telling me.
Well, that's all right, honey. No, I guess she'd have told you this morning.
Then I better order some eggs today and some coloring and jelly beans and things like that, then.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of that coloring stuff, and tonight we'll let's have some fun. All of us coloring Easter eggs?
All right, don't be late, then, so we can have an early dinner.
The April Ladies' Home Journal brings you the horrifying account of a nightmare one woman went through when an intruder broke into her house and attempted to attack her. This frightening situation is dramatically brought to your attention in an article entitled, A Shocking Story. It is the story Mrs. Caroline K. Simon, New York Secretary of State, says must be told for the welfare of women and children. You can't afford to miss this article. Find out what you can do to protect yourself from possible attacks and what government officials are doing to remedy this unthinkable situation. Due to the steady increase of these crimes against women, it is important that every woman should be aware of this danger and what she can do to protect herself when she is alone. So be sure you get the credited facts. Get your copy of the April Ladies' Home Journal today, wherever magazines are sold. Read A Shocking Story.
Greetings. Your lord and master has arrived. Where are you?
In the living room.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get home earlier, but Mr. Cranshaw, of course, was on the warpath today.
No.
Hi, for the love of Mike, what are you doing?
Don't mention the name Cranshaw to me. I'm on the warpath, and I could scalp a Mrs. Cranshaw.
What are you sewing on? What is that thing?
This is an Easter bunny costume.
What?
An Easter bunny costume. The zipper is gone. Apparently the man who wore it last year just ripped it off. Probably in a rage at having to wear the costume at all, and I'm having to put in a whole new zipper up the back here. I'm almost finished, but I didn't do a very good job sitting here seething with rage at your boss's wife.
Why, what's it all about? What does Mrs. Cranshaw have to do with an Easter bunny costume?
Oh, the orphanage or foundling home, whatever it is, that's her pet charity. Every year she has a big Easter egg hunt for my boys and girls, as she calls them. And it isn't that I mind doing something for the children. I'm glad to do it in that way. But it's just that she... Oh, it must be the 10th time I've stuck my finger.
It's just that one.
Well, Mrs. Cranshaw is the same with this as she is when she's on any kind of a committee. She takes the credit and everybody else does the work. She came up to me at the Woman's Club meeting and fluttered about me. Oh, dear Mrs. Piper, could you help me? You're so clever, and I'm just helpless when it comes to sewing.
Yeah, that sounds like her, all right. Look, I know it's infuriating, but, well, I do thank you for saying you'd do it anyhow, honey. You know, it's good.
Well, as I said, I don't really mind doing something for the children, but I do object to her just roping people in at the last minute. And if she hadn't been the wife of your boss...
I know, all of these things... These things you have to do, I guess. By the way, who's the poor guy that has to wear this monkey suit?
Bunny suit, dear. I don't know. That's finished. Now, if you will get in the car and take it over to her right away.
Car? Just put the car away.
Your boss's wife.
Oh, all right.
Besides, you have to pick up Betsy's Sandra shoes anyway. I dropped her there after we went shopping. And I'll just call Mrs. Cranshaw and say you're on your way and the costume is prepared.
Now, just let me glance at the headlines, huh? Where's Bobby?
I took him shopping. Poor little fellow was so tired when we got home. I fed him and just got him right into bed. Hello? Hello? Mrs. Cranshaw? Yes. Well, I got the zipper put in the bunny costume and... Oh, no. Oh, what a shame. Uh-huh. Well, I guess I just put you on the spot. I'm sure you'll find someone who'll be... Oh, Mrs. Cranshaw, no, Mrs. Cranshaw. You know how some men are, and mine particularly. He just hates getting into a costume. I mean, really, I...
What was that?
Mrs. Cranshaw, I'm sure my husband really would not like to be the Easter Bunny.
Would I?
Yes, I know, but... Yeah, well... hold on, Mrs. Cranshaw. Hold on.
No, absolutely. No, positively.
She wants to talk.
No, look.
Don't look at me. It's your boss's wife.
Give me that phone.
The man who always does it has broken his leg or something.
He did it deliberately.
Oh.
Now, look, I will tell you this, but I'll tell you what. I will quit my job first. I will quit my job.
I will take the phone. I wash my hands of the whole thing. I've done my bit. I put the zipper in. Go on.
Mrs. Cranshaw? Yes. Now, look, I love children as well as the next person, Mrs. Cranshaw, but I... Yes. No. Yes, I know.
Stand still. Let me see how you look. Turn around now. Look out, don't fall over the chair. Can't you see out of that thing? Don't be mad at me now. I did my best. You heard me on the phone. There. Let me see you. Mary Beth, look kind of cute. Just a great big pink bunny. Look, all you have to do is make an appearance. Have your picture taken with the orphan and hand around their Easter baskets, and no one will even know who you are in that thing, so stop worrying. Now, stand still. Wait just a minute. Let me try and fluff up your ears a bit. One of them is kind of drooping. Kind of cute, but I think it's better if you stand up straight, don't you? Well, take off your head. I'll have stuffed more cotton in so the ears stand up straight. Your head just unsnaps, dear. I think if you... Right there. Here, I'll do it. Don't just rip it off like that, honey. I am
not going to do it.
Honey.
You have no objection to your husband appearing in public like this?
Nobody will know you inside that get-up. You heard Mrs. Cranshaw.
Indeed, I did hear Mrs. Cranshaw. The... boss's wife or no boss's wife, she is not going to railroad me into making a perfect fool of herself.
And I told her she was hard to say no to. She just keeps at you until she wears you down. She does it to everybody. However, it is true, dear. Nobody will know you in this thing, and she said she would not give your name to the newspaper.
Well, I'll tell you who's going to get my name. My boss is going to get my name. Mr. Cranshaw is going to get my name right at the end of my resignation. I am serious. Hand me that phone.
We have two children, a mortgage on the house.
There is one thing money cannot buy, a man's dignity. And I'll be darned if I am going to be a big pink Easter bunny for anybody. Hand me that phone.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Most of us think of Gary Moore as an entertainer of considerable stature, and rightly so. Today, after a long, successful career, he's a household word in sight and sound. Gary, as you may know, is heard every weekday on CBS Radio, part of a different sound that includes Gary and Durwood Curdy, Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney, Arthur Godfrey, currently coming to you from somewhere in the Pacific, and Art Linkletter. Right now, here's a Gary Moore with something on his mind besides entertainment.
Hi, this is Gary Moore of the daytime CBS radio show of the same name. Some people these days are saying our national economy is going right through the roof. Others say it better not, since we might have a rainy day and need that roof. I say why not write for a free informative booklet called Prices, Growth, and You. The address, American Assembly, Columbia University, New York City, 27. American Assembly, Columbia University, New York City, 27. They'll give you a good roadmap toward our stable, secure future.
I'm sorry, dear, but the Cranshaw's line is still busy.
Dial it again. Let it ring.
It doesn't ring. I just keep getting a busy signal.
Well, keep dialing. Keep dialing until you don't get a busy signal.
No one will even know you in that costume, honey.
I will not be an Easter bunny for anybody. Why does Mr. Cranshaw be an Easter bunny?
I don't think the costume would fit him, dear.
Yeah.
He's much bigger. We have two children, a mortgage on the house.
Now stop saying that.
Well, it's true. Do you want to start looking for another job now? Why, Mr. Cranshaw's even hinted that when he retires, you'll be put in charge. Dear?
I will not be an Easter bunny.
Not for some poor little orphan?
Now, Dad, don't do that to me, will you?
Nobody will even know you in that. All you do is make an appearance. Have your picture taken with the little children.
Oh, now, please. I...
All right. I don't blame you. Right. I really don't. We'll sell this house. Move somewhere else and start over. I mean it, darling. I mean it. I don't blame you.
Do you realize what I'd have to go through? Do you realize guys sidling up to me and saying, "How's Mr. McGregor's garden, old boy?
Sure, thank
don't
you,
eat too many carrots.
I know. It'd be dreadful.
Are all these children orphans?
Yes.
Let me see how I look again.
Now hold still, Linda. I'll have to snap on your head, Beth. Yeah, hold still. Yeah, I'll propel you to the mirror so you can see how you look. Well, you know, you're kind of cute, really.
Yeah. One of my ears is still drooping.
Now put more cotton in. I'll have to get it. And I'll put a bigger cotton tail on the back, too, dear. Nobody will know who you are, honey. It is kind of cute, and they are orphans.
Good. Just the same, look at me. Look at me, will you? Inside here is a man whose mother once hoped might be president of the United States. Instead of that, I turned out to be a big, pink, fluffy Easter bunny.
Oh, don't worry. Maybe by Sunday I can get somebody else to be it.
No. Somehow I've got a feeling that this is my destiny.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Tara Houghton speaking.